Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time, and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of psychic existence, and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. And then we can do the short mandala offering just below in Tibetan. Saji Puki Ju. Taking refuge and generating bodhicitta in Tibetan. Sangye tu dang so ki cho na la jang je ba do da na sha sum ji da ge je zon ji be so no ji do la be je sangye tu ba shu sangye Chidosojjanamajangjebadadanajasuji Dagi Jizanji Bhisanangi Jola Bhishya Sanji Jola Sho.
Thank you. I don't know how to ask you. I think today we talk about a little bit offering. Then I'm going to demonstrate about hand buddha, how to offering. I think the most Geshe-la and Donasi wants to know how to do hand buddha. And I think today and after that we do some prayer because pray for His Holiness long life. The His Holiness was last week 4 days even in New Delhi. Then he go back to Dharamsala. Then Tuesday morning, immediately he have to go back to Delhi for sick. Yeah, hospital. Yeah. Then the good news is that tomorrow is discharge. He said everything is normal. But we do some prayer because everywhere, all over the world, many people do since day before yesterday and pray for him and recovery soon. Okay?
Okay.
Then last time we talked about the water bowl, right? And today, It's same like, you know, whenever you practice, then you have to have environment clean. It's very important, the environment clean. Clean. Then after, then with the Tibetan, like, you know, Chewa Yomeba, keeping Zapa Shomba. And Chewa Yomeba means the very beginning of the pure intention, pure motivation is very important, and very important set up whatever you offering beautifully. It makes sense, David? whatever you offering looks very beautifully. That's very important. And also, like, if intention is not good, even though like beautifully offering, that's not good. Because we have to have like set of pure intention, pure motivation. Like I want to share one story. They are very like great master, and when he was young, he is very poor. His thief. Yeah, he steal things, like, you know, he something like that. Then he like grew up, he became a monk. He became a geshi. He is very educated and also practitioner. Then one day he like set off water bowl very beautifully, set off water bowl. Then he sit, like, you know, sit on the like meditation, I don't know, Krishna, whatever. Then he check his motivation. Then this motivation is for, because he is beneficial. One is beneficial coming to visit him. Therefore, he pretend he is a very good monk and set up very beautiful the water bowls, whatever. Then suddenly he is very upset for his motivation. Then he grabbed like one dusty, on the water. Then he said, I don't know how to say in English. He said, like, in Jite Chijaka Talashu means, I don't know how to say in English. Can you translate? But even though, like, you know, then they said, many Tibetan masters say, that offering is the best ever. Because, like, you know, first he offered very beautifully. When then he sit down, check his motivation, because his motivation is not for offering for Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Just he pretend he's be good monk, he want to show his beneficial. Make sense? Mm-hmm. That's one of his story. Therefore, intention is not good, even though like offering are very beautiful, it's not good. Therefore, we need, like, you know, the pure intention is very important. Also very important, whatever you offering, very beautifully. Okay? Then, also I have another story. Just Geshe Begunja. He's very famous, become very practitioner. Because he used to steal, right? He used to steal. Then that's become a habit. Habit? Yeah. Then one day, one of the family asked him to come their house to do puja. The puja? To puja? Then he doing the puja. Then he saw here, Tibetan used to like tea put in the one of the bag. And he saw the tea bags. And he thought, oh, after finish, I'm going to steal some tea. Then I go back to home, he wants to make the tea. That's doing the prayer. Then he went to the there, he put in the, like, you know, his hand put in the tea bag. Suddenly he knew he's monk. Then he like grabbed his hand, he said, hey, here, thief. Yeah, he said, thief here. Then everybody come to here. Where is the thief? Here. This one. this is really true, like, you know, he do like this petitioner, he really wants to steal, then suddenly he knew he's the monk. Monk cannot steal. Therefore, he like grabbed his like hand, then he called the owner, here is thief. Yeah, that's the one of the story. And then they have many different offering, many different ways to offering, but the Samatha Bhadra. So offering is the best, one of the best offering, because when we do like medicine Buddha ritual ceremony, when we how we set up, that's like Samatha Bhadra's offering, similar, like, because all the incense like one by one torch, like, right? Therefore, because like, you know, that offering is like that offering is multiple increased size in front of each of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, like, you know, whenever you offering like one flower, you like, you know, one by 1,000 and million and like something like that, multiple increase size and this and that. Therefore, one by one flower, whenever you offering flower, incense similar, like, you know, incense, you have to think about mentally. When you incense offering, you have to think about this, like, wonderful simons, like, you know, becoming all over the world. Nice simon? Simon, yes. Okay, something like that. Therefore, the Bodhisattva Samaya Bhadra's offering is one of the best offering. Then we have to think about that. Then also I want to tell, like, you know, the offering is like one kind of the generosity. Therefore, practice generosity is very, very important. Very, very important, because, like, you know, resort of generosity, resort of generosity is having all the material things you need. But sometimes, like, people work very hard. It's difficult to earn money, right? But some people easy to, like, you know, earn money, because they create a lot of merit, because they did like previous life a lot of generosity, this and that. Therefore, also, like, you know, from the first chapter of the Madhyamaka, text composed by Chandrakuti, the one of the Indian master, said, everybody deserves happiness, to be free from hunger, thirsty, sickness, cold, heat, and so on. This very happiness is not able to be enjoyed without the wealth of basic conditions such as food, drink, medicine, clothes, housing, and so on. These basic wealths are the result of practicing generosity. Therefore, Buddha taught the practice of generosity first, out of six profession. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, therefore, practice generosity is very, very important. Also, generosity is not only giving things. Also, we have to give in mind, okay. And also, I think, like, you know, some generosity, so you don't have to give anything. One poor man asked Buddha, why I'm so poor? Then Buddha said, you did not practice generosity, therefore. Then he said, I don't have anything, then how do I practice generosity? Then Buddha said, oh, you have a lot. You have body, speech, mind. And whoever you see, say very nice. Nice, talk very nice, and think good, and maybe somebody needs help. That's the best generosity. Therefore, many people think, oh, I'm poor, I can't do anything. But we all can do so many things. Yeah. Therefore, it's generosity is also one of offering. Offering is one of the generosity. And I don't know. Now what I need to say. And then there are so many different, the ritual. Whenever you do ritual ceremony, you have to offering, okay? Now offering and they have the four classic of tantra, Shaji, Kriya tantra, Chaya tantra, Yoga tantra, High Yoga tantra. There are four different. First two, whenever you do ritual ceremony, then you have to have hand mudra. Without hand mudra, and the ritual is incomplete. Make sense? Incomplete, okay. Therefore, and my boss said, today I have to show in a hand mudra here. I just wanted to, we are here talking about seven line practice, right? Seven line practice. There are seven prostration, offering, and purification, and rejoice, and requires to long life, and requires to teaching and dedication. I just last few weeks we talk about prostrations and offering, different offering. Today we talk about this. But if you didn't come last 2 weeks, then I just leave. Okay. Then today I'm going to base very basic and your first two tantra, lower tantra, and showing how to whenever you do. No offering, then how to hand mudra. I will show. Then if you want to follow me, then copy me. It doesn't matter. Okay. Basically same what I mentioned last time. This the hand mudra. Why they're doing hand mudra? Because hand mudra usually you have to do like this. They have three different. This one we call Vajra fist. That's fist, right? Yeah, Vajra fist. And rough fist. Yeah, when you are angry, you hit this, right? Rough and Tathangata. Tathangata fist. Yeah. Tathangata, Rafu and Vajra. there's a Vajra, right? Vajra fees. Rough with this. And Tathagata, yeah. Yeah. I hope my translate is good. I don't know. Maybe we call Doje Kutu. Doje means Vajra. And Kutu means fees. And To means like rough. And fees. Like maybe rough fees. And Teji Shepa means Tathagata, Tathagata fees. This three is basic, like hand mudra. Then there are like Yoga Tantra and High Yoga Tantra. They are different. Like, you know, what we may see, like, you know, the India tradition, when you invite the some people in the home, they give you, like, you know, drink water and water for, and you know, wash for feet, and give you flower, and then incense. And also the butter lamp, and also very beautiful, like, you know, then push your, like, I don't know, perform, yeah, then, and after give you very good food and amazing, like, something like that. Then, they are different, because your tantra and high yoga tantra are totally different, because most high yoga tantra has forearm. That makes sense, forearm. Like, for example, whenever we do Om Arango, means that's like for drink water. And a part there means, like, you know, this is for water for feet, wash your feet, like this. Then one hand hold like a container and water like this, because the yoga tantra most that is a two arm, then and this I don't know how to say better to. This one is a flower offering for lower tantra, but high yoga tantra, the flower like this, like, yeah, this is like this. Yeah, that's the lower, that's a higher. I may be confused, I say like both together. Okay. Then an incense usually like this lower, and that's a high yoga tantra. Okay, very good, David, you good girl. Yeah, like this. Yes, yeah, but the mostly hand mudra we have to this palms inside like this, like doje kuzu, like here, then we do like this. Okay. And any pipe, dupe, aloke means lamp. Like this is not so good, but the lower tantra do like this. The this is lamp, butter lamp, butter lamp, like something like that. But it's the thumb. Touch the like mid finger, and all like this, little bit mid finger up, like, you know, that's not nice, but you have to do like this, because this is like, you know, butter lamp. Yes, 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 but yes, exactly. But in high yoga tantra, you just show this one, because high yoga tantra has a lot of shani, they don't need butter lamp. They say like jewel is enough for bread. Make sense? Let's do like this, one in this. And then a lower tantra hold this one container to push the oil, the what they call perfume. Yeah, oil like this. But high yoga tantra both of these. Because here, like, you know, they have different arm. Then this for food, same. Same yoga and lower and higher same, and also that's amazing, like this. this one is lower and higher in leg, do this. Okay, this. Now I will show, like you know, first I will show the lower tantra, how to hand mudra. Better to don't hold this one, then I will hold again, okay? Mm. Like then, you have to do like, you know, these things. Or like for example, tara. Like do like this, then before you do like this, you have to do like this. That means like you going to send from your heart all the God needs to the bring like all the beautiful offering, flower, incense, and from the, your heart send to the offering for Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, whatever you wants to, who you wants to offering. The front stand from here, then after you do like this, then all the like, garden is take back to the your heart.
Visualize,
yeah.
Offering goddesses coming out from your heart.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You can see like the 35 Buddha, here, 35 Buddha, the last land like this, all the beautiful women, they paint, those are we call Chevilhamu. Chevilhamu means offering gardeners. The God, oh yeah, this all we are going to. Actually, they have eight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. I don't know. Yeah, maybe eight. They, because they are carry different. Somebody carry flower. Somebody carry like you know incense. Somebody carry food. Somebody carry like this. Somebody yeah. Therefore. Those are we are going to send from here, because when whatever you do like you know ritual, then you first you need a sadhana. Like if you do tara ritual, first you like ritualize. I don't know how to say that you are becoming like tara. Then you become powerful. Then you can send from your heart to like all offering God needs to. The. Make sense? Too confused? Okay. Okay, then like do like this first simple one like we first Om Ayatare Saparevare Arango, and it do like this Pade, very good Pade, and Pipe, this is a flower like a flower not ready like this like will be like you know becoming beautiful like. Okay, for pipe, and dupe like this, like incense, like you know, dupe, okay, aloke, and aloke, gende, neunde, shata, okay. No, if you can, then that's like peku is like a lotus. You can do like Om Maya Dare Sabare Ware Arango Padasai Soha Om Maya Dare Sabare Ware Pade Padasai Soha Om Ayadare Sapare Ware Pipe Padasai Soha Om Ayadare Sapare Ware Dupe Padasai Soha Om Ayadare Sapare Ware Gende Padasai Soha Om Ayadare Sapare Ware Nionde Padasai Soha Om Ayadare Sapare Ware Shada Padasai Soha. From like this, send to there, yeah, then one by one take back, like something like that.
Hmm. So what is that prayer you're saying?
If you do Guru Puja, you have to do. If you do like, you know, medicine Buddha Puja, you already set off here, but you have to imagination. But when you do Tara Puja, you have to do. Most ritual, you have to offering. But the lower country, you have to have do hand mudra. Without hand mudra, is incomplete the ritual. But high yoga tantra, more important, ritualize. But the lower tantra, more like outside. You have to have like a hand mudra. Make sense?
Is that prayer
in our book? Yeah, I think so, yeah. And also, like, if you really want to learn, like, hand mudra, they have in the Avakadama Sandra website, the long time ago, we did, like, video. Yeah, you can watch video the more easily. You can watch from here, 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 every corner.
It's on the website.
Yeah. Maybe Geshe Sambo hand mudra, something like that. Yeah, yeah. But when you do ritual, it's so beautiful, like something like that. I'll show you this. Like, for example, when we do like a long Tara ceremony, we can do like this. Oi jawa jan so che ze le do bi xin goi jan so che ye jan so dan ye de jan so jawa goi je la ye wo ye jang zu hong bo lo xie so ye so ye wo ye mo ye ye da re sa bo re wo ye re a ye go ye da do za ye so ye ha ye jang wo ye jang zu che ze le do ye bi Jangoye something like that. Then one by one. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes the ritual is very easy, sometimes it's complicated. If you're really interested, like continues. If not, then we do some prayer for His Holiness Dalai Lama. I think that's much better. Do you have any questions?
Does anybody want to maybe just go to one practice at one time and then you can
Okay.
And then we'll refresh our
I think it doesn't really matter, like, because they, in our monastery, they have like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 monks. Everybody did not get empowerment because somebody is very new monk. But when we do puja, like, you know, every times together. Yeah. But some of the ritual, without you getting like, you know, initiation, you cannot open. Even you can get like initiation, but you have to have like, you know, I don't know how to say, you have to like the traditional retreat, at least 1 month. Then after that, you can. Some of the ritual, but there's a few, but the most of the is okay. Okay. Now we do like, you know, it's too complicated, right? This one's too complicated, right? This one is not like, you know, necessary, but when you do see like what I did, you have to do like this. Okay, but you should do like this one whenever you do tarap, the this and this and this and this and this and this like this. Okay. And Sorry. Now I'm getting old, therefore. Om Ayatare, okay. Om Ayatare, Sapare Ware, Arango, Pade. Whenever do say Pade, put tongue inside, close, then do like Pade. Do, Pipe, flower, Pipe. And dupe, very good, dupe. And aloke. Gende. Neunde. Okay, shata. Okay. Then if you hold the bell doje, but if you most whenever you do like, you know, the distance, you have to pick up the right hand, pick up vajra, then the bell pass to the here left hand. Okay, then you hold like this. Om ayatare sapare vare arango pade pipe dupe aloke, gende, nyunde, shata, padusayu. I don't know. Geshe-la really wants to, you all know to how to do hand mudra. Geshe-la told me many times, right? But it's not easy, honestly, like, you know, two of my friend Geshe's, they always ask me to teach. Whenever we teach, we are very close friends, then we are fake. they do like this too, like, you know, seems very easy, but I don't know, some people, it's difficult, I don't know why. But I do one more, then we start, okay. Omo aya dare sabare ware arango pada jai soha. Omo aya dare sabare ware pipe. Oh no. Ango pade pada jai soha. Omo aya dare sapare ware pipe padetai so. Omo aya dare sapare ware dupe padetai so. Omo aya dare sapare ware aloke padetai so. Omo aya dare sapare ware gende padetai so. Om aya dare sapare ware nyunde padasai so.
Omaya dare sabare ware shada bada jaye soha.
Okay. We drew some, I got like, you know, some message. They have many different, like, you know, pray, but we can do like, you know, some recite Om Mani Padme Hum and Medicine Buddha. Basically, we are doing for His Holiness long life, for His Holiness long life. This help us a lot. Yeah. Okay.
Short Medicine Buddha Mantra is on page 34. So we'll start with the Medicine Buddha stanza. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of the disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis light. Sayata Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samongade Soha Tiyata Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samongade Soha Tiyata Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raza Samongade Soha Diyada Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raza Samongade Soha Diyada Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raza Samongade Soha Diyada Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raza Samongade Soha Diyada Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raja Samongade Soha Diyata Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raja Samongade Soha Diyata Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raja Samongade Soha Diyata Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raja Samongade Soha Diyata Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raja Samongade Soha Diyata Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raja Samongade Soha Diyada Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raja Samongade Soha Diyada Bekhanze Bekhanze Maha Bekhanze Bekhanze Raja Samongade Soha